Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, and we already got a caller on the line. Let's take you to the Mondakistan border. Tim from Savage on the phone lines. What's going on, Tim? Good to hear from you.
Oh, it's a beautiful day in Mondakistan. The snow is melting. The sun is up. Clear blue skies. What a beautiful day across Trump America.
I was just going to say, man, if people are struggling to find something to be thankful for first thing this morning, just look out your window right now. The sun is shining. It's after these weeks of darkness, it's so nice to have daylight at 7:06 in the morning, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. But I tell you, even... But the problem is from 7:01 to 7:05 when you hear the news. And even the non-fake news, the editorialized and the little comments, the little things here and there. I mean, I already shot you a message earlier about talking about cracking down on immigration. No, he's cracking down on illegals. And then even the gold card. Trump's come up with this gold card idea. It's just a rebranding of an EB-5 visa, which has existed for a long time. And then they talked about billionaire Elon Musk. Why don't they introduce him as a former darling of the left wing who invented the electric vehicle, Elon Musk? But no, it's all these little jabs here and there throughout, even the non-fake news. Just this is starting to really grate on me.
Yeah, you know, it's tough because if you had all the money in the world right now and you wanted to start your own news organization, right, who are you going to hire? Who is coming out of these journalism schools? Who even wants to show up at journalism schools anymore, right? And so, who are these, even news outlets that want to do real news and want to do a good job, who are you going to hire, right? Because most of the kids that are going into and coming out of these journalism schools, if they weren't indoctrinated on the way in, but for sure they're indoctrinated on the way out, and even just with just the little things like you just pointed out. So even if they, you know, they might understand the bigger things, it's like they still buy into this, you know, the mainstream media. It's like they still follow the crowd over the cliff on a lot of things.
Well, even like Lester Holt, he used to be respected in the media, but then he was the one that was claiming, well, that millions of people died because they refused to put the face diaper on. And all of, and, you know, you got Joyless Behar, you've got all of those screamers on The View, and it's just, that's what passes as media anymore. And so, yeah, who do you hire, who do you trust to even bring you actual news and trust to report the facts anymore? I mean, besides Montana Talks, what else is out there?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you got the Breakfast Flakes, you got Peter Christian in Missoula does a good job, but even there, it's like there's always this attempt to, oh, well, let's try to push it more in the liberal direction, you know, and so who do you trust to get your information? That's why you just got to, you've got to be skeptical of everything. I mean, that's why I encourage people, even be skeptical of what I say. Be skeptical of what Tim and Savage has to say. That's part of what we're supposed to do as American news consumers. Tim, stand by. If you got more to share, we'll be back right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see gradually decreasing cloud cover for Bozeman with highs in the lower 40s. A good deal of sunshine for Billings, highs closer to the upper 40s. Then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy with low 20s for lows for Bozeman, low 30s for Billings. And for Thursday, upper 40s for Bozeman, but mid-50s for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
It's February 26th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Carpe Diem Day. It means seize the day and celebrate living in the present by doing something out of the ordinary and fulfill a dream on your bucket list. On this day in 2012, Trayvon Martin, an African-American teenager walking home from a convenience store, is shot dead by neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman in Sanford, Florida. Zimmerman was charged with murder, later acquitted but the term Black Lives Matter was then used for the first time by organizer Alicia Garza in a Facebook post on July 13, 2013. Also on this day in 1993, a terrorist bomb explodes in the parking garage of the World Trade Center in New York City. Six people were killed and more than 1,000 were injured. Authorities evacuated 50,000 people from the buildings. Born on this day in 1932, the man in black, Johnny Cash. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, you know, I was yapping with Tim and Savage during the break there because, you know, he's lost over 90 pounds thanks to Billings' last diet. And, you know, because I said, hey, we should talk about this story. You know, Senator Tim Sheehy even weighed in on this here. Military.com, the Military Times, had a story. Soldiers at Fort Carson, Colorado, guess what they were served for their meal? They were served toast and lima beans for dinner. No protein at all. No protein at all. My goodness, there is nothing healthy about that. But, Tim, you and I know that because, man, protein is key. It is key to a healthy diet. It's also key to losing weight and maintaining your muscle mass. I mean, my goodness, toast and lima beans. Could you imagine? Tim Sheehy says, maybe we should add the general in charge of food to the list of to the list, you know, of who the heck needs to be, fired.
Well, yeah, just the good beef proteins, and there's nothing wrong with some carbs here and there, but, you know, the proteins, the vegetables, and, off here, we're swapping recipes and different ways to prepare things. I mean, there's a toast of lima beans. That doesn't sound like anything that's going to give you any energy to even do any work. I mean, much less serve our country and be in the military.
Somebody commented on that thread. Because I said this, let's get RFK Jr. and SecDef Hegseth to team up and focus on nutrition and getting more protein at the table. Because to me, if you want to make our military great again, we got to focus more on nutrition. Because we were great about PT and exercise, but nutrition, I know that the special operations community has some great nutrition programs, et cetera, But you got to have some protein there on the plate. But I actually like the lima beans. Somebody commented, lima beans, gross. The military chow hall lima beans, actually, if you dump enough salt on them, they're actually pretty tasty.
Well, nothing wrong with lima beans, but pair them up next to a steak or a nice good beef patty.
Yeah, I would even throw some Texas Pete's hot sauce on the lima beans there. So a little salt and some Texas Pete's. Not Tabasco. I can't do Tabasco. The MREs killed Tabasco for me. So it's got to be Texas Pete's or something like that. Just crazy. Hey, another random story for you here. I think you saw the tweet from Jeremy Carl. Jeremy Carl is a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. He lives in Bozeman. And this is crazy. He shared some of the numbers from the Bozeman schools. It must have been a Bozeman Daily Chronicle story that he shared these numbers from. And you work with the public schools here in Montana as well. So weren't these numbers just crazy? How many non-English speaking students are in the Bozeman, Montana schools right now? These are crazy numbers.
Yeah, it's really astounding the number of English language learners that we're seeing, and that's why you've seen some of those public charter proposals coming to the Board of Public Ed regarding language immersion. And, you know, there's folks that are opposed to those, but the reality is public schools have to accept everybody who comes and teach everybody, and most of them aren't equipped in order to do this, and they're required under federal law to provide
English language screening, and if a student isn't fluent in English, then they need to provide specialized instruction, which is another thing that just most schools just don't have available, and so we need to be able to figure out some way to address that.
Yeah, it reminds me also, some people might say, well, you know, some of these people that are coming across our southern border, they're just kids. Well, what Tom Homan has pointed out is some of these teenagers are gang members. I think people forget, like, yeah, they're just kids. But when you're talking teenagers, some of these kids, so-called kids that are coming across our southern border, well, first off, do we really know how old they are? But they're actually gang members who are coming across, and they're saying, oh, well, we're just kids. We're just kids. Well, how many of you have kids who are just kids but, you know, don't feel safe sometimes in school? But these are the numbers. 2012 to 2013, there were 66 English learners, that's what they call them, English learners in the Bozeman schools. So just over 1% of the district's population. That was back in 2012 to 2013. By 2022 to 2023, that number had grown to 208 students. Last year, enrollment increased again with 326 students. But let's look at January. As of January, 552 students, over 7.3% of the district students are basically non-English speaking students across Bozeman, Montana's 13 schools. Most have arrived in recent years from Central and South America. 7.3% of the Bozeman students are non-English speaking. That's a crazy number, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. And you got to wonder, well, where are they coming from? Who's encouraging them to come? And the public schools are doing everything they possibly can. You know, and I know, you know, Superintendent Bergman in Bozeman is figuring out everything they possibly can, but a lot of schools are really scrambling. And, you know, you're looking at those huge percentages there in Bozeman. Well, take even a really small rural school. You get two or three kids coming in, they got nobody equipped in order to deal with that. And so it's a real problem.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, you know, because then the big question is, well, do we know how many of these people are here illegally or here legally, et cetera? And at this point, it's probably too hard to know those actual numbers. Either way, hey, Tim and Savage, great to hear your thoughts. By the way, we're going to have an extra special Freedom Friday this Friday because Tim is going to be in Billings covering some of the tournaments that are going on. He's going to be broadcasting some of the sporting events. So he's going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour Friday. Then, of course, Becky Hillier in the 7 o'clock hour. And then guess what? Our good friend George Blackard is back in town for a little while. So an extra special Freedom Friday with our good friend George Blackard back in studio Friday starting in the 8 o'clock hour.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We economists love our models. When it comes to politics, one of the most insightful is the theory of the median voter. The elected leader who obeys the will of the voter in the middle on any issue, the simple idea says, will be reelected in a majority rule system. One implication of this idea is that there are an awful lot of people, almost half in fact, that don't like the result. What are they to do? Enter another economic theory, the idea that people vote with their feet to sort themselves into enclaves of political or economic agreement, describes a process that lets those disaffected by popular votes get outcomes they're closer to what they want, at least at the local level. And there's evidence that those who say like low taxes and minimal services and those who prefer the opposite do exactly that within any urban area. That's not so readily accomplished for national policy questions, of course. We can and do move in an intellectual sense, escaping into our personalized information feeds that agree with our worldviews. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. There's a brand new music competition show coming from Taylor Sheridan and Blake Shelton. The Road will launch in the fall on CBS. With country superstar Keith Urban leading the series, the premise sees Urban heading out on tour, and along the way, he will begin a search to discover the next big musician. So singers will join to open for Urban at venues nationwide, and they'll battle to win over local crowds for a shot at the next city and a tour spot. Country music duo Maddie and Tay announced their fourth album, Love and Life, out May 2nd. With 16 tracks like Free Like and their latest Kissin' Cowboys. The ladies drafted bluegrass sensation Brian Sutton and Academy of Country Music guitarist and two-time Specialty Instrumentalist of the Year, Danny Rader. The duo sought to turn up that country bluegrass sound and land somewhere between the sound of Shania Twain and Miranda Lambert. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
This week I'm in Washington, D.C., attending the National Potato Council's Washington Summit. And this week, Ted Shirky of Washington State became president of the National Potato Council, and he says it's vital that the nation's potato industry have its voice heard here in the nation's capital.
It's very important to keep our voices heard because we have to be able to tell our story, and that's what's missing sometimes is we don't talk enough about how things are affecting us, and even from the trade policy people and for the White House, it's important for them to learn our issues and to get to know us and be able to ask us questions in the future is more important, too, than how their policies will affect our farms.
Shirky said the National Potato Council is closely monitoring the layoffs at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and how that could impact family farmers in the countryside.
Well, we're just still waiting to see how the shakeout is with all the cuts are, and we'll cross those bridges when it comes to us. But it's also important to stress the importance of having a farm bill passed and also keep our trade whole in the future, and then also make sure that we keep Mexico open for our growers, and trade is a huge factor because 20% of our crop needs to go someplace.
Reporting from Washington, I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Before I get to Greg and Big Fork on the phone lines, I got a couple of messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. We were talking about lima beans. Apparently Kelly in Glasgow, he's all about the lima beans as well. He says, ham and lima beans, yum. So he's a lima bean fan up there. At least you got some ham. You got some protein on the plate. By the way, if you guys were hearing me talk with Tim from Savage about Billing's Last Diet, he's using the remote option. That's why he's able to take advantage of the program all the way out there on the Mondakistan border. You can benefit from it as well. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com. BillingsLastDiet.com. All right. Andy and Whitefish sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Any updates on that train derailment on the Mondakistan border? As far as I know, Andy, there wasn't a train derailment on the Mondakistan border, but if you head a little bit further west, closer to Miles City, there was a train derailment there. We've got a headline on our Montana Talks website right now. Dozens of coal cars toppled in Montana train derailment. The Custer County Sheriff's Office shared details on their Facebook page regarding a train derailment Monday night near Miles City. Per the Custer County Fire Department, the incident occurred at 11 p.m. just west of town in Custer County. Authorities reported that between 25 and 27 coal cars were destroyed and or spilled near the bank of the Yellowstone River. So that's the story. We've got the photos and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Let's take you to Greg in Big Fork on the phone lines. Greg, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about the HB 647. It reads like hot trash of elitism. It's pretty much prohibiting nonprofits onto state lands. For example, like you got the North Shore Nordic Club, and they have a bunch of Nordic trails up on state land. Is that going to kick them off?
So this is a good one. So in the 6 o'clock hour, we had Speaker of the House Brandon Lear on, and he's got this is Bill HB 647, right? This is the bill to prohibit state land leases to nonprofits. And so we were talking about, you know, outfits like the American Prairie Reserve, which are trying to kick ranchers off the land, et cetera. That's a good question. Let's say, for example.
Because I read the bill, and it reads like a hot mess.
Yeah, so take, for example, so what was the group you just mentioned, cross-country skiing? They got some trails. What was that group again?
North Shore Nordic. They got trails up on state land here in Big Fork, Echo Lake area.
Oh, cool. So do they lease that state land, or do they just use it?
I don't have all the good details. I think they somewhat lease it, but they just have access to use it in the wintertime only and to maintain the trails.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I guess that would be my question is, you know, does it look like that?
Maybe they need to add, maybe they should add clauses into, like, groups like a nonprofit, North Shore Nordics, or even, like, say, a veteran group that uses state land to help disabled veterans. They need to make it more clear, because I could see legal messes coming in. If it's going to, like, try to keep the Prairie League off, yeah, I could see that, but small Montana agencies like the North Shore Nordics, I mean, what's going to keep them from getting kicked off from their permits or whatever?
Hey, that's a good question.
They're already having problems with just trying to get it used, and they can't even get like a porta potty there even.
Yeah, that's a really good question. We'll have to send a follow-up. Caden, if you want, email Joey Gruel, who is the communications director for the speaker, and just say, hey, how would groups who use some of these state lands be impacted by this? And, for example, this this outfit in the Flathead that does cross-country skiing trails. I would say that on the face of it, that this wouldn't ban anybody or any group from using state lands. This is a bill that would say that would put restrictions on who may buy or lease state lands. So the question is does a cross-country ski group need to lease state lands in order to have some trails there? I wouldn't think so, right? I mean, you're skiing on the snow. It's not like you're tearing up the land to make a trail, right? Although maybe in some cases you are, if you want a, you know, flatter surface or whatever. So, but hey, that's a very good question, though, Greg. I appreciate you raising that. And so, yeah, it's the bill that you texted me, that's the one, Caden. So, check with Joey Gruel, see if how it would impact organizations like that. I know, like our friend Greg Franks, I was talking about how there's these great, the drive, the bypass from the Billings West End to the Billings Heights now, it's a great drive. You know, you got pine trees, you got a whole bunch of open space, and it's a nice cut across from the Billings West End to the Heights. But he was saying, man, that would be a great place for some bike trails, right? Because, you know, it's very popular in places like Bozeman, so why not put some bike trails? Can see these illegal aliens need to be deported back to their home countries. Jeremy Carl also included a message to the governor there. He says, Governor, you live here, my children go to school here, and we didn't move our family to Montana to be surrounded by the same problems we tried to leave behind in a blue state because politicians there didn't do anything. Are you committed to working actively with ICE to make that happen ASAP? And of course, on Monday when we had the governor on the show, he made that very clear, as did, of course, Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knutson. But what about the kids? What about the teenagers that are crossing our southern border? Listen to what Tom Homan, President Trump's border czar, told Hannity last night. Oh, okay, let me get this audio queued up. It should be ready to roll. Here we go.
Well, the people who vote these people, they need to take under considering what these people are doing. I'll say it again. We are prioritizing public safety threats, child predators, rapists, murderers. These are the worst of the worst walking around your communities. And you would think any elected mayor, any elected governor, any elected city councilwoman would want public safety threats removed from their communities. They're number one responsibility of the taxpayers, the voters. They expect a safe community. So I hope people are waking up to these far-left nuts who want to push back against ICE and what we're doing. We're making communities safer. We're keeping President Trump's promise to make communities safer and end illegal alien crime in this country.
You know, for the longest time during the campaign on this show, we would roll the names of people that were murdered, and a lot of names that people have not heard, people that were raped, people, other victims of violent crime. That list gets longer and longer and longer, and then I listen to, you know, idiots like Michael Moore, oh, we're deporting maybe the person that will cure cancer in the future. Okay, they can cure cancer in their country, and we'll pay them a lot of money for whatever they discover. That, to me, you know, what part of murder, rape, violent crime, drug dealing are they not understanding? Known terrorists in this country, what part of that being dangerous to every American are they not comprehending?
Oh, you know, a couple of things. He wants to talk about, you know, young adults, young children. You know, most of the young adults that came across that border during the Biden administration were between the age of 15 and 17. Many of them are gang members. We did an operation in New York City and arrested almost 500 gang members, Operation Matador. 48% of them came across the border claiming to be a child. So you don't know what you have. A lot of these so-called children are actually, you know, dangerous gang members. And I wish Michael Morrow go talk to an angel mom and dad. Talk to a few of the angel moms and dads I've talked to over my career. I've talked to hundreds of them. Right? American citizen parents who buried their children because their children was murdered and raped by an illegal alien. Talk to the parents of the young lady that was burned alive on a subway in New York City. Governor Hochul comes out and says she agrees criminal illegal aliens should be removed, but yet she wants to fire Mayor Adams for speaking with me about getting back into Rikers Island to arrest the bad guys who commit crimes in New York City.
Which is why you shouldn't vote for Democrats ever again. They have exposed themselves. John Tester exposed them. Never again.
Marriage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fred in the Flathead just sent us a message, a great message here on the Montana Talks app. Remember, the government does not use the word teenagers to describe 18-year-olds. They call them children. We should call them military age persons. Yeah, Fred, we call them ma'ams. No, not like, oh, hey, ma'am, let me get the door for you. Ma'ams. Military-aged males. That's what we called them in places like Iraq. Yeah, we got four ma'ams moving down, blah, 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 route, whatever, right? That's how you'd call it up in the sit rep. All right, let's see. What else do we got here? Andy in Whitefish says, this is outrageous. If you don't speak English, don't expect us to teach you. Now, I know these schools all have a requirement to provide education to any kids in their community, and you know, whether they like it or not, whether they're here legally or not, but you do think there's got to be some more protections regarding, you know, some expectations like that. Tater and Forsyth also sent us a message regarding the train derailment near Miles City. Tater says she has a friend that works for the railroad and says it was a bridge failure that caused that derailment. So I'll have to double check on that. Tater, thanks for the tip. Thanks for the message. I did just send an email to the BNSF media contact to see if we can get more information, see if there's, you know, if there's anything they have as far as potential cause for that train derailment near Miles City as well. So thanks for the heads up. Because, yeah, we've got that story and the photos on our Montana Talks website right now. Let's talk copper. Let's talk copper. How many people in Uptown Butte right now could you walk up to and they could tell you what the price of copper is today? It was kind of cool. When I was at Congressman Ryan Zinke's office, they have a little blackboard, like a little chalkboard there in his front office. And they showed just various commodity prices, particularly, you know, wheat, beef, things like that, you know, from an egg standpoint. But I just thought that was cool. And they only update it once a week. They don't do the daily tracker. But I just thought it was cool. It's a great reminder to their staff back there of what really matters. I mean, we're called the treasure state for a reason. I know some people call us big sky country, but no, actually, we're called the treasure state for a reason. And that's why it's so outrageous that when you go to places like Libby, Montana. I was in Libby, Montana. We did an event there last year. We did one of our great events with Americans for Prosperity, Montana, in Libby last year. What a day that was. It was so incredible. And I mean, they've got that incredible cafe there, that incredible coffee shop. And And the family that runs that outfit is just incredible. So we started the morning there with some great coffee and some really good pastries. I just had to have one. And then we went to the grocery store, and we were giving away grocery store gift cards. And, look, everybody likes free stuff, right? And so you know, we were highlighting Bidenflation and how expensive everything had gotten. But it was crazy to me how many people were lined up. We had probably 40 or 50 people lined up. I think the start time was like 11 o'clock in the morning. We had 40 or 50 people lined up, and in some of their faces, you could see the desperation in their eyes and just how happy they were to simply receive this. What did we do? Was it a $35 gift card? And it was a beautiful sunny day, kind of like today. Of course, it was more actually, it was kind of chilly that morning, but it was a beautiful sunny day like today. So in Libby, Montana, northwest Montana, plenty of reasons to spend your Saturday morning doing something else. Yeah, you might want the free $35 gift card, but man, I could be out on a hike. I could be out, you know, on the lake. I could be doing this. I could be doing that. But they were standing in line waiting for us to start our event so they could get a free gift card to the grocery store. Now, Montana's economy is doing well, and our wage growth was number two in the entire country. So why are people in Libby, Montana struggling? Why are people in Libby, Montana feeling like they need to wait in line to get a free gift card to go to a grocery store? Well, it showed you, A, how much inflation had gone up thanks to Joe Biden and John Tester in prices of everything, right? But look, if you had a really good job at the mine down the road, you really wouldn't, you know, rearrange your entire weekend to stand in line for a $35 gift card to the grocery store. If you happen to be going there, oh, cool, hey, they're giving out gift cards. Hey, sweet. You wouldn't rearrange your whole weekend to do it. You may not even want to stand in a long line in order to get it either. But in Libby, they were. Even though they are literally standing on top of a gold mine. You had a mine down the road, south of Troy, Montana. You got the potential mines right there in Libby, Montana, that liberal federal judges have been blocking. Liberal federal judges that were put on the bench by Democrats like Max Baucus and John Tester over the years. And Democrat presidents that nominated them and then they were confirmed. And these radical environmental groups that run rampant in the state of Montana. That's why people in Libby, Montana are desperate. Even in the midst of all the growth, even in the midst of all the money that has moved into Montana, there are still people that are desperate. We shouldn't be in desperate situations. We are the treasure state. We sit on top of literal gold mines. Anyway, let's go back to Butte and copper. Did you guys see what President Donald Trump just said about copper? This was about 15 hours ago. I shared it via X, x.com/Aaron Flint. Butte, check this out. From the Trump War Room, President Donald J. Trump sharing this on Truth Social. Like our steel and aluminum industries, our great American copper industry has been decimated by global actors attacking our domestic production. To build back our copper industry, I've requested my Secretary of Commerce and USTR to study copper imports and end unfair trade, putting Americans out of work. Tariffs will help build back our American copper industry and strengthen our national defense. American industries depend on copper, and it should be made in America. No exemptions, no exceptions. America First creates American jobs and protects our national security. It's time for copper to come home. We've got a proposed copper mine here in Montana that's supposed to be up and running. It sounds like they've finally cleared all the legal hurdles. I just said this the other day. We had somebody called in. Who was it? It was Steve. Steve called in. We had Governor Greg Gianforte on the show on Monday. And he took a bunch of phone calls from listeners all across Montana. And Steve asked about, hey, what are we going to do to get mining back up and running again? How we can't make America great again if we don't make mining in America great again. And I think I made the point on that call with the governor on Monday is like, and he, because he was, of course, you know, you're rightly so, you know, championing the fact that, hey, for the first time in decades, we're going to get a new mine up and running, you know, with the Black Butte copper mine near White Sulphur Springs. And that'll allow more kids in White Sulphur Springs to be able to stay here in Montana and make good money and not have to rearrange their entire weekend to go get a free gift card to the grocery store, because they'll be making good money at the mine, and all these other jobs will benefit from the mine as well. And I made the point that that mine would already be up and running if it wasn't for these liberal judges and these liberal courts here in Montana delaying the stinking thing at the request of their campaign donors, the radical environmental groups, in the first place. The thing would already be up and running. But, yeah, hopefully we're on path to finally get it now. But, you know, don't hold it past these radical environmental groups and some liberal judge somewhere to try to come up with some other excuse, to come up with some other delay on this thing. Time and time again, we see it over and over again. All right, let's see. We got some messages that just came in on our Montana Talks app, and then we got a guest coming up on the phone lines right after this. Sean in Shelby. Aaron, I just saw a story on Fox News about the reverse migration. A lot of people are turning around mid-trip and going back to their rightful home. I wonder, are all of these state-funded NGOs stationed along the way now because they care so much about the people? I doubt it. Great message there from Sean and Shelby. Yeah, maybe these NGOs can help these people go back to their homes. Go back to their rightful home. Marco Rubio was actually talking about this very story. He's the Secretary of State. Here's Marco Rubio.
We are literally in some of these countries. I had a call yesterday. One of these countries, they now have people doing U-turns. Right? They were on their way here. They realized, okay, they're not playing around anymore. President Trump is serious. And they've done a U-turn. They're trying to go back to their country. Right. We're seeing that happen. And that is as a result of President Trump's very clear leadership.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that was a Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Fox and Friends. I think his first big interview since being confirmed Secretary of State.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Go. With more than 600 new items on shelves, Amazon Go makes it easy to handle whatever today has in store. Because where else can you drop off an Amazon return and pick up a freshly baked pizza for dinner? Or grab nitro cold brews for now, plus made-to-order sandwiches for later? Or find must-haves like milk and eggs alongside really wants like froyo and sushi? Stop by your newly renovated Amazon Go in Mill Creek and handle whatever today has in store.
Fox News commentary.
Federal workers don't have time to answer an email as to what they're doing on a daily basis, but they have all the time in the world to go on CNN and complain. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From around the world,
Trey Hingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
An email from the Office of Personnel Management went out to all federal employees kindly asking them to account for what they've done in the previous work week. And for some reason, some of those workers, their unions, and mainstream media members are really taken aback by the request. Well, you know what happens in the real world when you don't come to work, don't check your emails, and or when your job is unnecessary, when you're not worth your paycheck, or when in some cases your employer just cannot afford to keep you? Well, you get let go. And normally, in the real world, when it happens, you don't get an invite on CNN to complain about it. You know, Southwest Airlines just cut 15% of its workforce last week as a part of a difficult but necessary cost reduction initiative, but didn't see any of those laid off employees on major news outlets detailing their sob stories. Weird. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see gradually decreasing cloud cover for Bozeman with highs in the lower 40s. A good deal of sunshine for Billings, highs closer to the upper 40s. Then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy with low 20s for lows for Bozeman, low 30s for Billings. And for Thursday, upper 40s for Bozeman, but mid-50s for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedoutogether.org. That's
incredible night with great food, auction deals on hunts, guns, hunting gear, and more. Find out how you can become a member, MontanaSafariClub.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So Pete Hegseth is, of course, now the Secretary of Defense. Pete Hegseth's written some great books about how to reform our military, how to make the military great again. That's why he's Secretary of Defense. But did you guys know that he also wrote a book in 2022 called Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation? He co-authored that book with the president of the Association of Classical Christian Schools. So Pete Hegseth is a big fan of classical Christian education. And we could talk more about why he is such a big fan of classical Christian education. But I'll tell you what, if you're interested in this concept of classical Christian education, coming up on Saturday in Joliet, Montana, there is an open house and a Q&A session with the Yellowstone Classical Christian Academy in Joliet, Montana. We've got Virginia Steen-Raines now with us on the phone lines. Virginia, thanks for calling in. What do you want to tell folks about this open house on Saturday?
Well, we're very excited to introduce our head of school at this event on Saturday, and so people can come and ask him questions, meet him, get information about him, and everything else that's going on with the school. It's just a very exciting time for us. We've had a building donated to us, and that's where this event will be held. It's the old Joliet Christian Church, and we are very, very excited about this weekend. I will say, our board has read Pete Hegseth's book, and we discussed each chapter at board meetings. So it took us a year to get through it, but we were very excited about what Mr. Hegseth has to present there. It's an excellent book. It tells the whole story. Yeah.
Yeah. I asked Grok to give me a summary. Hegseth describes classical Christian education as a return to a time-tested philosophy rooted in the Western tradition, emphasizing the study of great works of literature, history, Latin, Greek, and Christian theology. He believes it equips students with the ability to think freely, reason deeply, and pursue wisdom rather than merely memorizing facts or being shaped by what he calls leftist indoctrination. Would that kind of summarize what you're hoping to do at the Yellowstone Classical Christian Academy as well?
Absolutely. We'll study Latin. We will likely not study Greek as fully as we will study Latin, but we're also going to be singing every day. The building that we are in was built in 1909. The acoustics in the building are amazing, and I'm a music teacher, of course, so it's all about music to me, but we've already had choir classes this fall, and we sang at two different fundraisers in the Joliet area, so we've already been active in the community, wanting to support, wanting to be an asset to the community, so that will also be part of what we do is community service. It's very important to serve, and along with all of this wonderful education that they'll get, what are we going to do with it? And we'll be able to serve and love the Lord.
Yeah, well, I know people are really excited about what you're doing down there. I had some friends in Red Lodge email me, hey, spread the word on this open house as well. But yeah, open house for the Yellowstone Classical Christian Academy, Joliet, Montana. So between Billings and Red Lodge, childcare and snacks will be provided. That'll be coming up March 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. this Saturday. Less than a minute to go here. Virginia, what else would you like to tell our listeners across the state?
Well, if you want to know more about our school, you can go to YCCAcademy.org, and you'll find all sorts of information about us, about classical Christian education, and all of the things that are going on in the school. We're just thrilled, excited about what we do. So thank you for having us on the program.
Hey, thank you. Thanks.
Exciting.
Thanks for what you're doing. Yeah, it sounds like you're working with some local church groups as well.
Yes,
big grant from the Gianforte Family Foundation, the Church of the Rockies Youth Group helping out, the Refuge Church helping out. Very cool. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for calling in. And again, that open house coming up Saturday, 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Child care and snacks provided. You get to meet the head of school.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We economists love our models. When it comes to politics, one of the most insightful is the theory of the median voter. The elected leader who obeys the will of the voter in the middle on any issue, the simple idea says, will be reelected in a majority rule system. One implication of this idea is that there are an awful lot of people, almost half in fact, that don't like the result. What are they to do? Enter another economic theory, the idea that people vote with their feet to sort themselves into enclaves of political or economic agreement, describes a process that lets those disaffected by popular votes get outcomes that are closer to what they want, at least at the local level. And there's evidence that those who, say, like low taxes and minimal services, and those who prefer the opposite, do exactly that within any ever urban area. That's not so readily accomplished for national policy questions, of course. We can and do move in an intellectual sense, escaping into our personalized information feeds that agree with our worldviews. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.